If you've got 50 cents in 20 minutes, then Curious Mix contributor Abby Terzini has the Indianapolis must-see place for you.
Indy's teeny Statue of Liberty Museum on the Near East Side was built in an alleyway between two buildings. It has an awning with the statue's iconic green color, and on top, its very own Statue of Liberty with a light-up torch on top.
It's been lit for over 2 years since we've opened it. It's never gone out, so we leave it on 24 hours a day. It's a beacon of liberty, I guess.
Owner Tim Harmon has filled this teeny museum from floor to ceiling with 500 pieces of Statue of Liberty memorabilia.
You can see there's almost nothing that has not been made in the image of the Statue of Liberty. Here's a toothbrush holder. Here's a screwdriver. These are lawn sprinklers.
Tim is always happy to give you a personal tour and for only 50 cents.
Here's a bobblehead. Here's a very cool dancing Statue of Liberty. And she's kind of doing a little hula dance, or I don't know, her hips are moving. And it's very cool. That's a popular piece here at the museum, too.
Harmon has collected Statues of Liberty for 35 years. It all started when he found these small rubber replicas of the statue while cleaning out a nearby senior citizen center.
I took those home. There were 18 of them. And I put a row of them on the back of my toilet tank. And I stood back and I said, wow, that looks really good. Because multiples of anything look really good. And then it was no stopping me from that point.
Tim's collection kept growing.
This is a flashlight torch. And when you pull the trigger, it spins and makes red, white, and blue rings. And the Statue of Liberty's on the top. My secretary gave me that probably 20 years ago. And it's still on the original batteries.
One day, he decided to turn the empty building next door to his salvage shop into a museum for his collection.
Everyone collects something. You know, people collect Barbies and people collect pocket knives. So what do you do with these collections? You know, at home, you can only have so many Barbies. You can only have so many teacups, whatever it is.
Harmon has his own political beliefs, but doesn't express them in the museum.
Some people find it very emotional, stirring, and other people just think it's real kitschy, and that's all fine with me. To me, it's just a collection, and I'm really fortunate to be able to share it with everybody. We've never had anybody say, well, that was a waste of 15 minutes and 50 cents.
Even though Harmon has this extensive collection, he's never been to the actual statue. He and his business partner, Julie, took a trip to New York and had lunch nearby, but didn't feel the need to get up close.
I saw it, you know, it was, oh, there it is. That was enough. That was fine for me, you know. Well, it would have taken the better part of a day, and, you know, I'm not dead yet. So, you know, maybe I'll go back.
For Curious Mix, I'm Abby Terzini.